Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to sing just a verse of a little song I just wrote a couple of weeks ago. And I'd like to sing it tonight for somebody that's going through something. I want to sing it for somebody that don't see your way right now. And maybe to try to encourage somebody whose faith is not as strong as it should be. I don't care what it is you're going through. I came to tell you tonight everything is going to be all right. If you're sick, hold on. If you're in trouble, hold on. As soon as it gets through raining, everything.
My God is able.
Thank you, Jesus. There's gonna come a time in your life when you can't find one friend. You can't find one friend. But don't let that worry you. When they move out, good God Almighty, you step by. Can I get a witness here? Can I get a witness here?
Understand the devil, brother. Have you ever been somewhere and you say he looked at it and got, went through it and found out everything gonna be all right?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you have to be by yourself to believe this one here, real. Sometimes you got to be by yourself. Just you and yourself,
yes,
believing that he'll make a way. You ever been somewhere, Reverend? And good morning, my brother and sister. You ever been
good
somewhere,
morning.
Reverend, that you just. You just know he gonna make a way, man.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
You know, the circumstances look so bad. It looks so pitiful. Don't look like it's gonna even make a way out of it. But some kind of way, Reverend, that he did
something,
spoke to some people, and watch this, Reverend. He did it for you. He asked for it. Somebody talking about why you're praying. Yes, he's just hearing, man. He's hearing us, man.
And
why you start speaking, he's already answered, man.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, Well, I thank God for the. I thank Him for this day, man. I thank Him for how He woke us up, my brother. You know, we always, and we not. And I'm gonna tell you this here, for the strength, so I understand what I'm gonna say, that God is still in the blessing business. He's still healing. Oh yes, He is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, man. Hey, Reverend, I used to think like this, Reverend. I didn't think like this always, mm-hmm.
Reverend.
I thought when death, what they call it, death. You know what I'm talking about? But boy, when I got in that word, and someone started teaching, and I started reading more and more with the word, God started showing me about death. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we quick to throw it up. I'm so glad that God woke me up this morning and. And starting on with them, and some of us, we understand that in a different sense, but some of us really know that it's better being with Him, though. Oh, Heavenly
mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit. Yeah, we rejoice the day we see Him. We're gonna be like some of us in the old, gonna say, I was so glad when they said, let's go to the house of God.
That's
somebody
cool.
think they just don't talk
yes,
about
yeah.
a physical house. Let me tell you something. It's going to be a day we're going to get to go to Jerusalem. So have you ever had a spiritual? We talked about this yesterday, about this spiritual transition. You know, talking about this old earthly body, this old flesh. It can't go. It can't have God. It can't go. It won't go to God. It's going to go right back to that dirt. But this,
mm-hmm.
this spiritual thing, we're trying to fix right now. We're trying to prepare to see our Father. And I'm going to tell you something. It's going to happen. It's going to happen real soon. It's going to happen so soon that people are going to, I pray for this. One scripture says there's going to be two men in the field. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One don't take and going to leave one. It's going to be a two men,
mm-hmm.
two women in the field. She's going to take one and leave the other one. I'm telling you, be prepared. We learned the other day, do your work. And don't do it in vain but in the Lord. You got to work this thing all
That's
the
right.
way out. I mean, it's going to be some good days. There's going to be some bad days. But I find out one thing about it. See, your reward is not here. Don't be in trip.
Mm-hmm.
You might not get everything you want on this side. But, boy, when you see His face, oh, man, you're going to say, thank You, Lord. I understand the song right then, James Cleveland. Everything will be all right.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got to do to get you to believe this morning? What did God have to do to get you to believe in Him this morning? Because He's an answer God. Oh, He's a prayer answering God. Oh, yes, He is.
Yeah.
And He's on. And I might as well tell you, he really is on time. You know, when you're saying that He's not answering you, that don't mean he haven't answered you. Sometime or another, God had to prepare us for our blessing, man. It's some of
oh,
us
yeah.
that we just gave something soon we said it. We'd be some spoiled little kids right now. Come
mm-hmm.
on, man. So he lied up for terrorism
yes,
and stuff. And summertime, we said yesterday, he don't move everything. But some of us still got some
mm-hmm.
stuff on us, but he give us something to sustain through it. That we don't even feel it no more.
Yeah.
We don't even recognize it no more because he didn't lift that burden
mm-hmm.
off us. Yes, sir.
Right.
I'm doing right about it. Yeah, how you doing, Reverend?
Yes, sir. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, brother. You all right?
Morning. Yes, sir.
When we get started off, everything good?
Everything's good, man. Glad to be in your land.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God always for His Holy Spirit. We thank Him for all the things He has done. And matter of fact, I just want to tell you again, He is worthy to be praised. If you ain't lift Him up this morning, they say, Lord, thank You, Lord. Thank You for another day. Because surely it was You that woke us up. And, Lord, we just come humble to the throne of grace right now, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for this. Even though, Father God, we consider this is the last day of the ministry of the week. But, Lord, but it's never, we ask You never to leave us, Lord, as we come in Your presence, Lord. Get me prayer
mm-hmm.
for this day that You made, Lord. Surely, Lord, that You made it out of reality, Lord. So we just thank You, Father God, for Your sweet spirit, Lord. We know, Father God, that we can do all things to You who strengthen us, Lord. So if we come to You, Lord, we ask You, Father God, We're praying for everyone that's right now, Lord. All our friends, all our loved ones, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we just ask, Lord, to ask you to forgive us for any sin we have done, known and unknown sins, Lord. Lord, if we come humble to you, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to clear the highways and byways, Lord, whether it's a spiritual or physical highway and byway, Lord. Keep us in your arms, Lord, that we always keep lifting you up, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for all the things you already have done and about to do, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to be with us every time we stand in your presence, teaching and preaching your uncompromising gospel, Lord. Lord, let it be a word that touches someone, Lord. Let it be something revealed to someone so they can see you a little better, Lord. Lord, remove any stony hearts, Lord, any misunderstanding. Move tiredness. Lift up the burden of misunderstanding, Lord, that we rightly abide your word in truth, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, right now, it's decrease for you to increase, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to bless even around this world, Lord, people are going through, Lord, this weather, Lord, especially the ones are going through with the snow and tornadoes and hurricanes, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, just bless the homes, Lord. Bless the people, Lord. Give strength. It's a lot of frustration going on, Lord. And we ask you, Father God, just give them peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, you even opened up the highway to drivable, Lord. Let it be that people do it with common sense, Lord. Don't let them just go out there and go crazy, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to bless, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we still another prayer for Brother Dre, Lord, and his family, Lord. And anyone who's going through right now, through a grieving period, like someone that died. But, Lord, we find out that the death we talking about, man, is looking for already happened once they receive you in their life, Lord. Because you took the sting away from death, Lord. The sin don't have that sting on us no more, Lord. And you add that grave, but it's the victory, Lord, because you went to Calvary so we can have life, Lord. So, Lord, bless the family, Lord. Give strength to them, family, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, sometimes we think about our mothers, our fathers, our loved ones that went on, Lord. Just give strength, Lord. Give strength in the name of Jesus, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Okay. Okay. Reverend, you know, we never want to forget nobody that, you know, someone is going through, man, because you Reverend, just don't know. Might be when it's going to be your day, man. Just don't know. Well, it's going to be our day, man, because I'll tell you soon and very soon. It's going to come by. And when it comes by, we just ask everybody to have faith, you know, in God, man. That's what we do. We just try to let them know and see the reality of God. See, the ultimate healing is being with him. Yes, sir. Putting them out this old body, man, just corrupted, but putting on incorruption and more, putting in mortality, man. You're leaving this body, and what we've been learning here lately, well, they're just sleeping now, right? They're getting some rest until he calls them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he going to come one day. The Bible says the dead in Christ will rise first. Oh, yes, I know him. He said the dead in Christ will rise first. And if we are remaining, then he'll meet us in the air. I'm telling you, I know we're going to meet him. You know why? Because it's impossible for you to be coming on like this every day and don't change. I believe, take like the scripture said, how do you know when a person is saved? When do you know when a person is saved? You know, when a person say when he believe, in Jesus Christ and confess out his mouth that the Lord God has raised him from the dead. The scripture said he will be saved. He said, but with the heart, watch this now, but with the heart of righteousness, man believe. Watch this, Reverend. Then what else he do? With the mouth, he confess unto salvation. So man, all he has to do is believe. And then his belief turned to obedience, brother. Obedience turned to righteousness. You start looking at yourself, Sister Martha told us every day, when you start putting God on the inside, if I can paraphrase it, if you start putting God on the inside, things going to happen, man. Things you won't do, don't want to do no more. once you put that, what we call the Holy Spirit, let him reside on the inside. Amen. You know, Rabbi,
yes,
I just think about it. You know, we often try to bring in, you know, Black history. You know, we always try to bring something in. Yesterday we didn't get to, we didn't get to do one because protocol. God has us doing something else to, with our brother, man. You know, his mother had passed. And something just came up. You know what I'm talking about? So we want to still keep him in prayer and his family like we just did, and remember him and others too that we don't know, we do know, right? We just want to honor just a minute of time. You know, you might remember this young lady, Reverend. You remember Barbara Jordan? You ever heard of her?
Barbara Jordan.
Barbara Jordan. She was born on February the 21st, 1936. She passed and transitioned in January 17, 1996. You know, she was an educator. She was a civil right. She was in part of the civil rights movement. And she was, you know, she was full of politics, right? She was a senator. She was the first African American elected to Texas senator for the reconstruction for the Southern African American women elected to United States House of Representatives. She was best known as eloquent, opened up the statement of the House Judiciary Committee hearing during the impeachment process against Richard Nixon. Remember old Nixon, man? Yeah, she opened it up, right? She was the one started it out, you know. She was the keynote speaker at that time, and she addressed that impeachment because, you know, he was trying to impeach old president at that time. But what he said, what he told everybody, he'll never tell a lie, huh? Nixon was tough. Because we had to move on Nixon out the way. then you find out that she did a keynote address in 1976 at the Democratic National Convention. Right, she received a presidential Medal of Freedom. You know. And this list pretty go on and on, man. She was a woman of a stature of politics, man. That was the first thing. She was really off into real deep, you know what I'm saying? And then she was the first woman, African American, buried into Texas State Cemetery. Texas State Cemetery, you know. When she did it, brother, she was on the board of jury from 1978 to 1980, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Barbara Jordan. You remember her, brother?
Yes, sir.
She was out of Houston, Texas, Fifth Ward. I would say it was on him. She out of Fifth Ward. Yeah. Graduated from Wheatley High School. I don't know if you remember Wheatley. We used to play basketball with
Wheatley.
Wheatley High School out of H-Town. Did you ever remember her? You know, her father was a Baptist preacher, and her mother was a son, was a teacher in church. And so she has a good foundation there. You know, talking about breaking up with God, but you know, there are some things. No one knows. I really believe we all know that God had to be with her at this time because if you hear me, she was first. So she was breaking some things that never had been done before. You know, talking about. But then she was a very, very, very strong. We call her African woman. You know, talking about. But you know. She had a lot of controversy with it because she was a woman, man, and she was getting a lot of publicity into the house like this, Reverend. Again, her name was Barbara Jordan. She was born February 21st, 1936, brother. She She transitioned at the age of 59. She passed in 96, January 17th. And she went to Texas Southern, where she got a bachelor's degree. And then she got her law. She got her law degree in Boston University. She got a law degree. And she passed the bar. The woman very smart, man. She got a lot of accolades. You got anything on the breath?
Oh man, the same thing. I was listening. I got the same thing you did. Praise the Lord. Same thing you did.
See, you good?
Yeah. So I'll try to see if I see anything that.
I tell you, the meat on the bone. She was a sumo cum laude too. Sumo cum laude. She pledged sorority for Delta Sigma Delta. Man, she had a lot of accolades behind her name. Man, she was very, very smart. Man, you know, she taught science in the Tehiski Institution in Alabama. For a year, then she did, like I said, she was a lawyer, so she did a lot of practice. Her practice was law.
Right. I see. In her political turning point, I see it occurred when she worked for John F. Kennedy presidential campaign in 1960.
There you go.
She eventually helped manage a highly organized Get Out the Vote program, served in Houston 1973 to 1975, 93rd, and the 94th, 1975 to 1976.
Mm-hmm.
Also as office representative.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right, man.
Mm-hmm. That's good, Red. Yeah. We just try to give honor to some of the people we know or don't know, you know, and try to bring them back some of the information we learned. Some of us learned in school, but this young lady here, she was a real renowned speaker, man. She can write real good too, Red. But she was state representative for Texas, though. You know, she'd be here. Ted Cruz had to sit down. But we just thank God for the understanding of the history just then. We just, if anybody else have a history before we go farther, you can come on and hit the one button. We'll allow you to come on in, you know. If not, we'll just keep on going, brother. Well, we got a word, though. We got a word, you know. I don't know if y'all noticed or not. We still in the book of Luke. I hope y'all understand what I'm doing, right? We went to John, now we're to Luke some kind of way. So I'm just going to stay in Luke. You know,
go ahead.
I thank him for the spirit of teaching and preaching his word. You know, I thank him for the way he's expressing his supernatural right now. A lot of things we've been seeing right now. Luke has been really showing the miracles of Jesus and all the things he did. And he started writing a little bit more about him. You know, talking about now, he's showing in his writing that he was trying to show the people that he was the Messiah. He was he was the one they were looking. And watch this here. No one can even doubt it because they have never seen it on this order. But it was prophesied that he was going to come this way. It was prophesied that he was going to be coming this way. Now we're coming to the point, to his second prediction of his death, right?
Ooh,
the second prediction of his death is in chapter 9, Luke chapter 9, right? chapter 9, verse 37, right? Beginning of verse 37, yeah. We found out it's recorded that he was going to predict his second time. He's talking about his death. He's getting his disciples ready. He was getting them ready. And look what he says right here. And he rebuked them for the present of this generation. There are some people, man, if you don't get on board, because you've been hearing him time out of time, he's going to come, he's coming. I'm telling you, if he don't come in your time right now, he is calling us home.
Mm-hmm.
He is giving us, he's giving us right now a chance to make it right before he comes. Because when he comes this time, he's not going to be coming like he was when he came the time on that old donkey, on that ass coat. And they throw palm trees down. They went to holler, Hosanna, Hosanna. No. He's not going to come like that this time. When he comes this time, it's going to be judgment and vengeance. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So get to know the man. Help me, Holy Spirit. And you can see this recorded when we can do it. I like to use that sometimes. You can see this even also in Matthew 17:14-23 and Mark 9:14-32, the same second prediction of the death, right, Reverend? We love this. Just because we already prayed, just let me do this anyway. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your sweet spirit. We thank you, Father God, for
yes.
As we transition to your word, Lord. We transition your word to us. You open our mind and our heart so we can receive your word, Lord. What you can show to us, Lord, that we can use in our life, Lord, with faith, Lord, and belief, Lord. Mm-hmm. So help us, Lord, with the reading of your word.
Yes.
Help us of the understanding of your word. Help us, Lord, as we decrease, that you increase. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Again,
Amen.
I don't know if I wish people could just hit the one button one time. Have you ever been delivered? Jesus
was
on a crusade. He been on a crusade, and he sent his people out, my brother, on this crusade to deliver. He gave him authority to deliver the devils out of people, and healing them over sickness. So I look at that, and I'm gonna use a word: making them whole, whole again. That's what he was doing. He was making them whole again. And what I'm talking about again, because it was a time when Adam didn't know he was sin. He could walk around. He could walk around, Rev, with no clothes on, and didn't know it was what he wasn't decent in honor, right? But when he allowed him and his wife, and then she got begotten, and he fell right on in with her, and look what happened. He had opened up the sin. Sin had took over because they started seeing each other. And then one day they took some fig leaves and covered themselves. And Jesus told them one day, y'all can I rush on a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
He told them one day, who told you that you was naked? Who told you? And he called the name. Who told you? He said, you must have did something I told you not to do. And see, God, no, you can't. One thing we can't do, we can't lie to God. God sees everything, my brothers and sisters. We cannot hide from God. I love it. I love it so much. I want God to convict me because I don't want him to catch me when he called me home that I didn't get a chance to repent, brother.
All right.
You see what I'm talking about? Because we're going to have to answer
to
everything in this body. If we watch this here. Only thing stop us from not answering to some things in our body that he forgave us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He forgave us for our wrong before we came up to him. But I've learned something already. Here I go. I'm going to say something stupid. I learned something, Reverend, that you can't do enough to get in either. You can't do enough to get
That's
in.
That's right.
I'm not going to tell you. It's the blood going to have to cover you, brother and sister. It's going to be the blood. Don't let it fool. It's going to be a lot of people in heaven that you're going to say, man, I thought that person should have been in hell. So you go to the a lot of folks in hell, you're going to say, man, did they go to church every day? Did they do this? Yeah, I'm telling you, you're going to be surprised. they served them with their lips and not with their heart. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, with the heart, you heard what Red Brother goes with the heart, man, believe unto righteousness. and with the mouth he confessed, come on now, that he's Lord of our life. Once we do all this and we believe, don't you know change is going to happen? Brother Randy, sisters and brothers, let me tell you something. You cannot read word, God's word like you do and don't change. You cannot be around God's word like that and it don't affect you. They got a, yesterday we found out they got in the supernatural in this transfiguration, right? I'm trying to get in the lesson, y'all. They got in that transfiguration, their whole body, Jesus' whole body changed and his countenance changed. And when they went to sleep, they woke up and seen this. And what Peter, their eyes seen something they had never seen before because they saw Moses. They saw Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
They saw Jesus. Yeah. And Jesus, he wasn't the same man they seen him before they went to sleep. When they woke up and seen him, it was a glimpse about him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because he had changed.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm telling you, if you've been around God long enough, he's going to visit you. He's going to visit you.
Yeah.
He's going to come see you. I'm telling you, he's going to come see you. Keep crying to him. Keep asking, Lord, I want to see your face. Lord, I want to be in your presence. I promise you, Reverend, you know I'm with you. I know you're with me, Reverend. Will he come see you, Reverend?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Will he come by
sir.
And see
yes, he will.
He'll come by and see
yes,
you.
Yes, he will.
And I'm going to tell you about something.
Yes, sir.
And one thing, he's not slack in his promise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Now,
watch this. That's right. You're right about it.
Because we transition, brother. We transition
mm-hmm.
into this second prediction because he's getting them prepared for his death in his burial, in his resurrection. He's telling them this. They're going to be an eyewitness to all of this, and they've seen all the healing. Now watch this here. If it can't, well, if it, the folks, we back in Luke. We're in Luke, right?
Nine.
Chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 9, verses 37.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all with me? Chapter 9.
Yes, sir.
With me, bro? Okay, and it came to pass
mm-hmm.
that on the next day, when they were coming down from the hill, much people met him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And behold, a man, a company, cried out, saying, Master, that means teacher, y'all, I beseech thee, look up on my son, for he is my only son. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. God just give me something again. Y'all don't mind if I keep saying this. You can't get mad at the mega churches now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get mad because God give a pastor, because the pastor, really, everyone, he need help too now. He can't do it by himself, right? He's going to have social minister, pastor. Deacon, he's going to have something to help him with all the members. But when Jesus had just did what he did, look how he left that atmosphere with God. God spoke to Peter, because Peter wanted to make a tabernacle for him, Moses, and Elijah. And God told him, hear my son. Listen to my son. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And they transition coming down to here, and look what he got met with. He got met with a crowd. Because his fame going out there, brother. They didn't heard about this man.
Right.
Oh, I don't want to write about it. They didn't heard about him.
Mm-hmm.
And they called him master. And you go look at that's one of the Hebrew words. That means teacher. You know what I'm talking about? So he's a teacher. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They looked at him, you know what I'm talking about? And he was teaching them because something they ain't never heard before, never seen, brother. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither it have entered into the hearts of man what God has for them, man. He got something in store for us.
Right.
So what he did, the man said, he said, I beset you, look up on my son, but he is my only child. Have you ever been there?
Mm-hmm.
I'm from the New York, but have you ever been there? You want God mm-hmm. to hear your baby. You know what I'm talking about? I'm a baby,
mm-hmm.
man. I'm a baby. Hey, you remember my daughter was going back to college, man, my middle child. We're going back to the college.
Yeah.
And she just, you know, they get so wrong right there. They think they can hold on everything. She picked mm-hmm. up my spirit. She wanted to be, I said, man, don't tell nobody I told y'all that. But, yeah, she picked up my spirit, mm-hmm. right? And, and she wanted to be, I'm going to do it all kind of thing, you know. And she almost wrecked, man, going back to college because she had almost a nervous breakdown thinking about all the tests
mm-hmm.
she had to do. And then, you know, and just want to please her parents and stuff, man. And they had to
mm-hmm.
call them. We had to go meet her. You remember that, Rep? We left church.
Mm-hmm.
Right
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We met her, man. And we're just sitting there, man, you know, just sitting there looking at your baby, man, just laying it on the gurney, mm-hmm. you know what I'm talking about? And that's what I'm talking about. They could be there one day, and the same day I'm gonna go on the next day, man, the same day.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I keep the babies mm-hmm. prayed up, man. They got so much going on in their little mind, man. But she grown, though, you know. She's 30 years old, but I'm just saying, they got so much going on, man, you know. You try your best to keep that shit. Somebody know I'm running. They always going to be your baby. I don't care how old they is. It's a random matter.
Right, right. Oh, yeah.
They always your baby. They probably, dad, I'm grown. No, you still daddy's baby, you know. You still
mm-hmm.
mama's baby. It's a random matter, man. That's why this young
That's
man
right.
said, I need to come see. This is my only child. Look what he said. And look,
mm-hmm.
a spirit. He said, take me and suddenly cry out and tear him that he may fulminate again and burst. Look
mm-hmm.
at that. And bruising and hardly departed from him. And I besought the thou disciple to cast them out. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And they could not. And Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverted, what is it, generation, how long
yeah.
will I be with you and suffer you bring thy son hither? Now, I'm going to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
This was an evil spirit in this young man.
Yes, sir.
And he just couldn't go up there and you're chapping at him, you know, come on out, come on
mm-hmm.
out. The disciples, they saw Jesus, they heard Jesus praying on somebody. And remember earlier, we got been around for a few days, he gave authority over the demons, the devils. And we read a couple of days ago, now they were trying to present, they were trying to do it. And here the man said they couldn't do it. But they want Jesus. They know Jesus can do it. If you just get to Jesus, Jesus can get this demon out of his son. How many, you know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you look at that little baby, you hold. When there's a little baby, you feed them, and you just love them so much. And they get around by five. Sometimes you chuck something at them. They get by 10. Next thing you hold them down, whip them along, and then they get 20. And they don't want to listen to you no more. They pick up spirits now. So
yeah.
I thank you. I thank God for the Holy Spirit, man. I thank him for how he could have helped right now. Because he said there are some generation out there, and we see it today. Man, they are picking up all kinds of spirits now. Man, there are so many things right now that wasn't at the time he was doing, they were doing now, and what we got in store now. They got this social media. They got all the things
to
distract right now. Man, these are spirits you can pick up. That's why you got to watch what you entertain with. And you dance with the adversary along, Willie always playing those plays, those songs on "Don't Let the Devil Ride." You know those songs.
Mm-hmm.
If you let it ride, he gonna want to drive.
Don't
want to
drive.
Yeah, he gonna want to drive. Man. He gonna want to sit in that back seat on silver side. He gonna want to drive. It's right about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
look what his picture
right.
tied to, brother. And Jesus answered and said, "O faithless, perverse generation, how long should I be with you?" And suffer you, bring thy son hither. And he as he was yet coming, the devil threw him down, tear him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we pray for physical things, you know what I'm talking about. But there are some people going on things mentally too as well. There are some people have some mental problems that they need prayer for, you know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about somebody got a learning problem only though. I'm talking about there are some things that got in people's head that think they supposed to kill themselves. You know, what we call picking your own life, man. You know, there are some
mm-hmm.
things out there that respect you so bad that you wanna take your own life. And I'm going to tell you something about you. The Bible still playing, thou should not kill. That means you in
mm-hmm.
yourself. So we try our best, and when we get a chance to counsel somebody, have a problem of wanting to take their life or got this evil spirit and telling them what they need to do to themselves, cut themselves and do this, we try to get them together and pray for them, right? And praying for them, this thing here is a demon spirit. So you can't go to that spirit and tell that spirit what the person don't want. That person got to want to be delivered too. Watch this here.
Right.
What moves that prayer for him? It was the Father's faith. Help me, Holy Spirit. He was seeing his son doing all these things. It wasn't common to man. It wasn't common to man to cut himself, tear himself up, talking and foaming at the mouth. And he knew that just wasn't his son. It was something took over him. So he wanted Jesus to do it because the disciples couldn't do it. And Jesus came and rebuked that spirit. Oh, in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He rebuked that spirit. Somebody said, man, you're talking about a lot of evil spirits. And it's real out there. You could be talking to somebody, and you could be talking to that person, and you'll swear it down. There's a spirit there. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a spirit came there, and you said, man, what did he get this from? Have you ever been talking to somebody, Reverend, and all of a sudden the whole conversation changed?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, man, what happened to you, bro? What happened? Maybe I might use one syllable words, you know, the one syllable words, you know, not two syllables.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of short a little bit, you know what I'm saying, and tell you off a little bit. You know, and you wonder, what happened? You know what I'm talking about? These spirits, and then you don't watch it, Reverend. Can I do something, Reverend? Please let me do it, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Can I do it, Reverend? Let's go to Galatians right quick, just for the sake of time. Let's go to Galatians 6 right quick and 1. You know where I'm going, right?
Galatians 6 and 1? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, let's go there right quick because Galatians teaches us how you're supposed to help a brother when you find him in a fault. I want to use a book.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to use the area. I want you to read the book with me. And the book says in 6 and 1, Galatians 6 and 1. If you can't get there, just put it in your margin. 6 and 1. Look what it reads. It said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault. Now, these are some key things you need to hear in this lesson. He said, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Two things happened there. One thing, you got to go to the brother in the spirit. You cannot challenge that brother or that sister in the flesh. You know what I'm talking about? Because what's going to happen if you don't restore them in the spirit, what's going to happen is what the latter part said. He said, considering thyself, at least thou be also be tempted. So what I'm saying is, once you try to help that person and you challenge the spirit, he might be cussing you. He might be talking ignorant to you. That is a spirit, brother. Don't worry about beating them up and jumping, trying to get the best conversation with. You challenging that with your past. He said, those are spiritual. Challenge the brother in spiritual and meekness. This is what some book might say, gentleness. You know what I'm talking about? Because some books say different. But what I'm saying, that's how we're supposed to handle these brothers and sisters. You don't handle that brother and sister with the flesh because the flesh gonna win. Because, hey, Rev, I keep talking to you, and like I said, if I come sideways with you, you know that's got to be a spirit, brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know that's a spirit. Yeah. You know it's a spirit. You know that ain't no flesh. Because what the flesh does, the flesh calls you to say, well, I'm a man. You can't talk to me like that. You don't want to talk about, brother. I'm on my own. I'm a man. You can't talk to me like that. You know, no, man, what you are, you let the flesh get in and out because you ain't handling with the spiritual man. Spiritual man going to look at that spirit and call that spirit out. And watch this here. Don't let that person be in God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, you're dealing with. If that person full of God and you said, brother, I'm going to pray for you, man, that brother going to go look at you crazy. That brother going to say, man, I messed up. If he or she and listen to the Holy Spirit that's supposed to be dwelling in them and say they're a godly person, trust me, they're going to stop and consider that. And maybe they might not do it at the hour, but brother, how many, I bet I can get 5 people to hit the one button and somebody came back to you and said, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm almost there, y'all. I had to transition somewhere. He said, I can say 5 of you just hit the one button and give me one testament that somebody came back to you and said, I'm sorry. Now watch this, Raymond. Watch this, stay with me, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
I bet I can tell you that 5 people hit the one button and say, I went to the president and told them I was sorry. Help me, Holy Spirit. It can go both ways, brother. It can go both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You could be wrong, too. Now, I'm not old at all, man, but I've been around just a little bit to know that sometimes I'm wrong. Help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes I'm wrong. And so since I'm wrong, I got to be humble enough to allow God to minister through me. So what I'm saying is, because sometimes hey, Reverend, you might not believe this, Reverend. I preferably believe this one here. I might be by myself. You keep opening that mouth up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You keep opening that mouth up. You about to say something wrong, man. You keep opening that mouth up. You about to say something wrong. How good student you are. How good you in the Word. How good you. Hey, man, we write about, we put our sermons together. We don't just go up there. Some people just fly by night. We go up there. We have it prepared, right? But then sometimes God says, no, I want to go here, Eric. I want you to go here, Eric. I want you to go here, over here, Eric. You know, just like he did, I want you to go way over here, you know. And you find yourself way over here. I don't know how I'm over here, but you stay there because God is using you. So what I'm saying, you speak into a spirit. So Jesus spoke to this spirit. Can I make it plain, man? He speaks to a spirit that was tormenting this young man. So when you hounding somebody, don't look at that spirit. It's a physical thing. That's a spiritual thing. Give him to Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Give him to Jesus. Yeah. Lord, I can't handle this. Lord, can you take care of this situation in the name? And sometimes you might be in the meeting, and you just maybe you ain't, you know, you might can't say God, you know what I'm talking about. But let me tell you something. I don't be nowhere. I can't say God. I told a man yesterday about it. I say, man, I believe in God, man. I really believe that he's a muchmaker. I know he is, man. You know, I understand how it looks, but I do know that God's a man. People with authority like to put you under subjective. Help me, Holy Spirit. They like to put you down and hold you a little bit, you know, up subjective.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what I say. I don't know what I say. But I'm going to tell you something. Them days gone, while to go. Them days gone, while to go. I'm under your authority because you're my boss, but you're not my slave.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
I said, what I say about this, I'm going to pray for you, brother, because what you're trying to do is trying to cause us an argument back and forth about some situation. But God bless him, though.
Mm-hmm.
He came back. We fixed that old thing. Amen. So, but I thank God for the Holy Spirit, Reverend. I think how he
praise the Lord.
Jesus was here, and I'm trying to make it plain as I can. Don't you know spirit transfer?
Mm-hmm.
Spirit will transfer. We see the other day when he told one demon to get in the swine because they wanted to get out the man.
Mm-hmm.
And that spirit transferred us in the pig. And the pig, they wasn't like us. They didn't want that sin. And then what they did, they want all them demons. They jumped off the cliff. I'd rather drown and kill myself than have all these spirits in me. I got to back up, get some misunderstanding here. Oh, fatherless and perverse generation. How long shall I be with you and suffer you to bring thy son hither? And he was yet coming, and the devil threw him down and tore him.
Mm-hmm.
And look what it said. And Jesus rebuked that unclean spirit. And once again, he didn't go in there physically. He rebuked it and healed the child and delivered him again. Look what it said. That key word, again. Don't miss that now.
Mm-hmm.
To his father. Look what he said. And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. But while they wondered, everyone at all these things which Jesus did, he said unto his disciples, he said, look, watch what he said now. Let these sayings sink down into what?
Your ears.
Oh, for help me, Holy Spirit. For the Son of Man should be delivered unto the hands of a man. But watch this here. But by the understanding, not this saying, and look what we said, and it was hidden from them, they what? Perceive it not. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They fear to ask him of that saying. Amen. After all of the healing, they probably knew about this young man before Jesus even got there. And they see how Jesus helped this young man. He helped them. And they was marveling at him. And Jesus right there, while they were all happy and all seeing what he was doing, he said, the Son of Man. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, have you ever been delivered on somebody? Somebody ever try to misuse and misword you, talk about you? He said, one of these days. That's what he said. He said, it's going to come soon. They're going to tell them these same people now. These same people going to be the one going to tell them, give us Barabbas, help me, Holy Spirit. They crucified him. He's getting them ready, man. These same people. The same, I learned this a long time ago, Rev. You got to watch the people back from your back. Help me, Holy Spirit. I learned this a long time ago. That's why I've been talking. Man, what I do is from God, man. I'm telling you right now, if it had not been for God, I wouldn't be able to do it. So what I'm trying to tell you, I'm not trying to set myself up for so I can allow myself to sin. I'm telling you, I cannot do it without God. I can't do it.
That's it.
I can't do nothing without God. His Son is dwelling in the Holy Spirit there. It's Him helping us doing it. Oh, you think you're somewhere? Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you can't tell the devil what he got, what he got in store, let him run in your life then. I'm telling you right now, God has fully control of my life. I'm not saying I don't make no mistake, but it ain't how I fall. It's how I get up. So that's why when we tell or we witness to people, we point them to Jesus. Jesus is the cornerstone. So you can look at me and see I got my T not crossed, you know, and my eyes not dotted. You can see that. But you look at Jesus, you can't find a blemish on him. So that's why we point you straight back to Jesus. So because he did what he did. He done this, and he knew they were going to still, ridicule him, and were they going to assassinate him. That's what they did. They humiliated him. They mocked him. You remember I told you, can I go back? Can I rush your mind a little bit? Can I do some fast forward? I'm going to come back in a minute. They had this old crown. I got to go there because I love this part. They had this old crown because I got to go back to memory. And they had this crown. They rolled it and raided that crown up with thorns. Help me, Holy Spirit. 2 inches long, right? And what they did to him, my brother, they pushed it in his head because he said he was the king. So they pushed it in his head, and this thing went in his head, and blood started coming down. You know what? He knew that one day that when you're going to go through something and somebody's going to start with your head. Help me, Holy Spirit. They're going to start with your head. They're going to start talking to you. And if you ain't strong enough with the Lord, you're going to resist and do that's what they want you to do. Say, I told you he ain't nothing. I told you I could get him. Oh, I know right about it. I told you I could make him touch you in your face. I make him turn around and not call your name anymore. That's the kind of God we serve. I hope you're holding on to what I'm saying. Don't let nobody trick you. God is too awesome. God is a healer. God is a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
God wants us. Hey, man, God, somebody said God don't need you. And I'm with you. I'll get you over. God, you have to watch how man's trying to turn you, sisters and brothers. You have to watch how brothers start to turn you for the walk of God. You have to watch that because what's happening is if I can get you, I can discredit you. I can kill you with you. You understand me? So when people see you, they say, well, he ain't nothing to him. Ain't nothing to her. You know what I'm talking about? You know, all you got to do is say, boo, he going to jump. All you going to do is say, boo, he going to jump. Watch it. Watch me say, boo. Jump, he jump. You know what I'm talking about? See, well, I'm telling you something. If you're a child of God, watch this now. If you're a child of God, why would you tempt your brother? Why would you tempt him? That's number one. Why would you tempt him? Don't tell me you're a child of God. You're tempting your other brother to sin, and you're trying to get him off the cliff. He's going to be stronger than that. Let me tell you something. I pray for this here. Now. I'm just being real with this. Reverend, stay with me when I say this here. You can push anybody to a point. You know, you really can.
Yeah.
You can push anybody to a point. They push Jesus one time. Right. Oh, somebody said, oh, here he go, Ryan. They put Jesus one time.
Come on now.
Jesus, he was in this. He came in his temple one day. They were selling doves.
Mm-hmm.
And he told them, he said, what y'all doing? He said, what y'all doing? He said, y'all making my house a den of thieves. And this is a house of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And he whooped them out of there. I'm telling you, he did it, man. It's in the book.
Yeah.
Now he said, how they gonna be different with somebody else cussing and fighting and this and this? I'm gonna tell you this here. I don't condone it. I'm not gonna simply tell you this here. But if I see my brother got a problem, I'm praying for that brother. I'm not gonna put that brother on the front seat, but to me, I'm gonna do a little something on the back line that we could talk. You know, talking about him and I or whoever it is. Say, man, let's kind of do this thing a little different, man. Because we supposed to be leaders, or we supposed to be doing this and that. We should be doing this and that. You know what I'm talking about? It's a way to talk to that spirit. You know what I'm talking about? But you, if you see the brother gonna get out there real bad, sister or brother, get reel him in. I don't care how mad he is. Reel him in. Get off the phone. Don't do this over here. Get out this conversation. You know where it's finna go. I'm a man. I'm a woman. I know you are. But get on out of there, man. If you're a man, let God be the man. Let God rule your life. Don't let that spirit rule your life. These are demons. See, they didn't never say what. All they said about a demon was in this baby, right? They knew this baby was terminating this young man, this young child. But they didn't mention what kind of demon it was, what kind of devil it was. When Jesus came near them, the devil knew who he was, and he overthrew the devil because he said he rebuked him. You know what I'm saying? He didn't challenge him with the physical part of it, Reverend. He did it again, but then he did this here for what? Because he know he was going to get closer. See, after he did this, he knew it was time for his hour was getting closer. It's getting closer around. And he knew the people were going to do what they're going to say. And he told the disciples, look at here. Can I read that again? Look at here. He said, let these signs sink down into your ears. Help me, Holy Spirit. Have you ever been there? He said, let it sink down in your ears. Help me, Holy Spirit. For the Son of Man should be delivered, what's that, into the hands of man. He said, but they understood not this saying, and it was hidden for them, and they what? Proceeded not, and they were fear to ask him of that saying. You know, and he tried, man. There's a spirit of blockage right there. They have never seen this before in their life, man. They have never seen someone get blessed like they would get blessed. They never seen how Dina been delivered like this. And he talking about he finna die now. But they ain't trying to hear all that. He talking about they sick in here. They ain't captured that at all, Reverend. they ain't want to hear none of that. And they ain't want to hear none of that. But Jesus getting them prepared. He's like, he's trying to get us still prepared right now. Because it's going to be a time. We're not going to be here. We're not going to be here.
Nah.
Are you gonna be here? We're not going to be here. It's going to be a time. You might say, man, I remember, watch this here. I remember Brother Dexter. I remember him now.
Amen.
Yeah, I remember him.
Amen.
It's going to be that time. You mean we talking about Dexter.
Come.
He was on the phone, and Brother Dave, I don't know who was on the front line or the back line. I don't know which way it was. I think it might have been on the back line. He said, man, they finna let me out. Man, I'm gonna go and get a hotel, a motel, and be in quarantine, man. I ain't gonna go around my family, you know. And this how you were talking, brother. This how you were talking.
Right.
And I don't think it was 2 days, Reverend. What you think, Reverend?
2 days.
I don't think it was 2 days.
Yeah.
And he couldn't talk no more. He went in a coma.
Mm-hmm.
They put in one of them homeless, on the building later. Yeah. And we kept getting texts about the text. He's doing good. He's not doing good. He's doing good. He's not doing good. And then all of a sudden, they said they're going to take him all the way on. Remember that? They're going to take him all the way on.
Right.
And when they put to take him off that oxygen, man, they found out all his organ was still dead. They had to rush him back on that.
Amen.
You know what that's happened. You know what happened then, you know. God blessed him and transitioned on, man. He blessed him and transitioned. No more biology. No more running by breathing and going through the things he is, going back and forth. He was doing his normal ritual thing. God allowed him to be in rest. But I'll be in rest right now. Somebody said, man, what you talking about? He's in peace now. He don't have to worry about what we worry about now, about snow and thunderstorms and bills and, you know, all these other things he got to care about. He don't have to worry about that no more. You know, God gave him some peace. You know what I'm talking about? And I just thank God, man. You just got to hold on what you got, my brothers and sisters. You never know. And I'm going to say this here, man. I'm going to be real frank when I say this here. Do not go a day by without telling somebody that you love them. The Bible
Amen.
Says this here. He said, my man would know, Reverend. He said, man would know you are my disciple when you love one another. Oh, mm-hmm. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's why you hear me, Brother D, sisters and brothers and Reverend. That's why you always hear me. And it ain't no lip service. I really love people, man. I really love people, man. I meant that. I really love people. I really believe in the ministry that we need to love one another, man. It's so much hatred out there, man. I'm not talking about white, black. I'm talking about love. Love don't have no color, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, no color. And I know folks probably say I'm wrong, but I'm telling you, man. It's some good black folks. It's some bad black folks. It's some good white folks. It's some bad white folks. You know, we got them all both races, man. You know, it's all national. Mm-hmm. We got them. You know what I'm talking about? But in God's eyes, I once upon a time, Brother D, I can say it myself. I wasn't so good one Sunday. I don't think I'm real good now, but I'm just saying I'm better than I was, bro. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
They never taught us hatred, man. I don't know why I'm going here. Y'all mm-hmm. Mother never taught us. They never taught us hatred, man. And they grew up in that.
That's right.
In the fathers, man. You know, some in the fathers and fifties, man. You know, so you know, they never taught us hatred, man. They never taught us that, man. Never. You know what I'm talking about? Matter of fact, we had my father had more white friends. He had black.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because we used to race some more cars back in the day. You know what I'm talking about? I remember, I think he had I'm finna get off of this thing. We had those 62 Impala with a 427 in the flow, and the 4-speed in it, right? My brother down there, he didn't know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about? And Charlie McElroy, we had a shop down the street from us, and they used to open up Kennedale back in the day. This is a long time ago, real. Hey, Red. Hey, Red, one of our good friends, man. One of the good friends, mm-hmm. man. Just thank God for why I went there. God knows that we need to let everybody know, don't be hating on nobody, man. Don't let nobody get you that bad
that's
as
right.
much as you want to hate them because the color is being, man. And all that,
right.
man. Just, you know, God would get you cut that old arm open the blood, bleed the same color, man. They don't like it, man. Don't even worry
mm-hmm.
about it, man. Keep pushing, man. Yeah, you can't get everybody to like you. Just keep on pushing. Just keep pushing. Now, I transitioned mm-hmm. to put that part down to tell you that God loves us all. To the Bible.
Says. Amen.
He said, God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son here, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Perish.
So come to Jesus. So come to Jesus, my brothers and sisters. Come
Praise
to Jesus.
Lord.
Just like you are. I don't care how long you've been in the ministry. If you've been in the ministry and you just fell short today or yesterday or a week before that, come to Jesus. Oh, yes, I meant that. Repent in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Let us pray with you. You ain't got to tell us your business. But if you want to tell it, we'll pray with that too. We want to
mm-hmm.
pray with you. We want to ask you to come to Jesus. Just like you are. Don't even worry about it. Don't try to fix yourself. Just pray about it. Let's give God his right due justice, because he died for us all. Yeah, he is a merciful God. He's a merciful God. He loves us all. So we should spread love the same way. So come to Jesus
Amen.
Just like God. If you don't, hey, if you already got it, you got your salvation right, but you feel like you need a little prayer, come to Jesus. We'll pray with you. Yeah, we'll pray with you. We'll pray with you. We really will. We will pray with you. Like I always say, I, if you got anything you want to do or say, or if you something you want to didn't understand about the message, we can do it now, or however you want to do it. You can hit the one button. All this is recorded. Just hit the one button one time, and we'll allow you to come on in. If you can't hit the one button and you ain't getting no signal or something, if you know my number, text me, and I'll bring you in. But I know somebody knows some prayer. Ain't no way where you get the people on here now. Somebody wants a prayer. Somebody wants. Hey, you know what, real? If they don't hit the one, because nobody don't say that, Brother D, y'all pray for me.
Amen.
Y'all pray for me. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. Yeah.
Greg, I think you said a mouthful when you say somebody needs some prayer. Because I find myself standing in the need of prayer. I find myself in need every morning I wake up, every night that I lay down. I find myself in need. And the reason I know I find myself in need is because you said prayer was the key to the kingdom. And in order to get my key, I got to pray. So I found myself standing in the need of prayer. That, you know, I like to deviate a little bit. My brother said that love has no color. I want to show you how love has color. Love is red. I know
yes,
Reverend Harris see it already.
Yes,
Reverend Brian see it already.
Yes,
I won't hold you guys. Listen. But Brother D said love is red. I say it's red because, see, he stretched them high.
Yes, sir.
He hugged them wide. And he shared it out of love. Oh, he gave it up out of love. He didn't have to go. He could have come down there if he went.
Yes, sir.
I heard my brother say, come just as you are. You know, I had a friend of mine one time. He told me, he said, D man, he said, you know, I thought I had to help God bless me.
Uh-oh.
He said, didn't you know I was just in the way? He said, the only help I could do was get myself out the way. I thought I had to clean myself up before I come to church.
Yes,
come he on, said, man. But he said he'll wash me. Quieter than
yes, he will.
Come to Jesus.
Yes, he will.
Come to Jesus,
yes.
Brother and sister. By the blood of the Lord. Come
that's
to Jesus.
It, too.
If, brother, I'm not going to be on. Today is Friday. The weekend is closed, so I'm going to get them out of the way. But I can promise you all this, those that's listening.
God bless you.
If you come
yes,
to Jesus with a sincere heart, confess with your mouth, just as the word has told you to do, I promise the same
yes,
feeling that you hear in Brother D, Reverend Harry, the same feeling, I promise you'll receive it too. The reason I know it, because he has so much he can never give out.
Yeah.
I can run out of
money.
I can run out. I can give out so I can't afford to give no more. I'm so glad that Jesus is forever giving.
Woo!
Yes,
Lord.
While the blood is running warm in your thing. That's right, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Right, brother. Right,
mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Please try him.
Sir. Yes,
I beg
sir.
Of you to try him because we have tried him. That's why we can
yes,
beg of you to try him. Try Jesus. Try Jesus. Try Jesus. By the name of Jesus. I'd like to ask my sister and brothers, those that I want to keep Brother Dre in your prayers, continue to pray for him that he will continue to get stronger. I spoke with him again yesterday, and he's trying to hold up, but you know that the weakness is there. So please keep him in your prayers as we go forth.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the lesson today. For the word. Let these sins sink down into the ears. Son of man shall be delivered into hands of men. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us to see this day and to allow us to reason in your word. Thank you for another chance, another day to be pleasing in the sight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping us, protecting us, saving us, salvation, healing, deliverance. Thank you, Jesus. So much to thank him for.
So much.
Thank you, Jesus.
So much. Let him thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I love him when you start thanking him. He still reminds you of other things you can thank him for.
Come on, Red. Come on now. Thank you. Lord.
When you start thanking him, he, you know, you might think you got it so bad or so tough or you're down and out, but I promise you, if you just thank him, and he'll bring up a list.
You'll find yourself
transitioning out of sorrow, you know.
Even
bereavement, even grief, because I've been there. You know, Rem Brian can testify, and he had to encourage me because I was on a job, thought I was going to get ready to retire. I'm talking about, like, the only thing I did was go and fill out my paperwork, but God allowed something different to happen, you know. He had to allow me what I thought was gonna happen, something different happened. I was sorrowful, but behind it, remember, he reminded me, don't let your problem be bigger than God.
Amen.
I licked my wounds at, and I had to start over, but God blessed me, though.
I had
to start over, but in that starting over, he took away a whole lot of stress that I didn't have to go through anymore. He cleaned my globe where my light could shine just a little bit brighter.
Wow.
Put all back in my lamps and allowed me to trim my wick that my light to shine more brighter. I just let him thank you even now. Last night I was trying to work and I stepped on a. I was responding to a call at my job. I drove the vehicle and when I went to step out of the vehicle, stepped on a piece of ice. And you know, when you step out of a vehicle, you're just on one leg. So that other one is still in the vehicle. And my foot slipped, but I didn't fall because I twisted my feet. My feet went one way and my hand and arm, they twisted around another way, so it caused me to twist my back. But God bless, though, you know, it could have been a whole lot worse because it had a lot of slips and falls. You know, I could have broke something, but he just
that's right, Rick.
He just let me be a little sore when one lady she fell yesterday, her whole leg went back behind it. She had to be taken to the hospital. So I just, you know, his blessings is just all around, you know.
Yes, sir.
I thank him because you know he allowed me to look at things and see him in it. You know, even in tragedy, I see him in it. You know, even in, I think of what could have happened, but his grace and his mercy. You know, if he allowed tragedy. You know, if he allowed tragedy, it's for a couple of reasons. The Holy Spirit is either leading you or pleading you that he might lead you.
That's it.
Thank you, Jesus. You know.
That's it.
Because we're going to either give him thanks or we're going to either repent. We're going to either say, thank you, Lord, for keeping me. Oh, Lord, yes, please forgive me if I did anything.
Thank you.
So I just want to tell him thank you, you know, in the name of Jesus. Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ben, can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get you. I get you.
Hey, Sister Martha sent us another message, right? My aunt, mm-hmm. Aunt Martha, you know.
Yeah,
I thank God for the, she keeps hitting it, brother. And it says, the voice of faith. The voice of faith. Habakkuk 3:16-19. What you think about that, Rev? Can you get that?
Yeah. Habakkuk. Yes, sir. Let me run back. Habakkuk 3:16-19.
Yeah, 3:16-19, right. Watch this here. And it says, we can learn the lesson of trust in the school of trials. We can learn the lesson of trust, trusting in the school of trials. I like that. There's going to be some struggles. Remember what we were saying in the prayer? Remember we said in the testimony, God's not going to move everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things God still allows us to have on us to buff us and keep us looking up to him, Brother D. Wonder why Lord just take you moving a little bit. And he give you a reprieve sometimes, you know. But most of the time, God did keep it there to try to teach you and strengthen you, you know. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for that, Sister Martha, because I really believe if you really walking with God, you're going to go through some things. And then when you're going through it, that's the key word, you're going through it. And going through it, I double dare you to rejoice. Because you know he's going to make, I double dare you to rejoice because I believe he's going to make a way.
But that's the
scripture that come forward. See, when you're going through trouble, you're weak.
Yes,
sir. I like the way God do it because he will allow trouble to come upon me just to make me stronger. And then he'll bring the emotions my way just to strengthen me more. I like that about my God. See, this God of mine, he just loves me so much until he allows trouble to come on me just to make me stronger. I can come tell somebody, I was once weak, but now I'm strong. Stronger than I ever been. Now I'm stronger than I ever been.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus. It's just something about this God of mine. Yes, sir. He makes, I like the way he makes his word just unfold right in your eye, right in your front of your face.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
He makes me know that all I got to do is just hold on.
Hold on.
They will never leave me nor forsake me. So if I believe in his word, I got to hold on a little while longer. I truly believe a change will come.
Yes, sir.
I love it about my God.
Reverend, you hear what he said? His God.
Yes.
Come on, did you find Habakkuk, man?
He don't want
to tell God though, but yes, sir. Come on, did you find Habakkuk, man? Because he won't do it all by himself.
You know, my brother, he's so good, you know. He loves you so much, bro. He makes you want to be selfish with him. He's just so good. If you just simply open up and let him in. He said his words. He said, "Lo, I stand and do what I knock." He said, "If any man, white,
Company.
Black, Mexican, Jew, Gentile, he said, if any man should let me in, I'll sup with him and him with me." There's just something about this God of mine. He wants to bless you, brothers and sisters.
He wants to do it.
We want to keep him out. We don't want to let him in. He said, just open up that man. That's all you got to do, open up that man. He said, I'll come in.
Yes, sir.
I promise you, I'll come in. And I'll sup with you.
That's it. What you got, Rev?
And I said,
he thinks that's his only God. But come on, Rev. I'm trying to get you in, man.
How about three?
Yeah, with Jesus.
Habakkuk 3. Yeah.
16 through 19.
Yeah. Habakkuk 3, 16 through the 19. 16 says, when I heard, my belly trembled. My lips quivered at the voice.
Come on, man.
Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble.
That's what I'm talking
about. He cometh up unto the people. He will invade them with his troops.
Mm-hmm.
Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flocks shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls.
That's it.
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
That's all.
I will joy in the God of my salvation.
That's it.
The Lord God is my strength. And he will make my feet like hind feet.
Yeah. That's
he
it.
He will make me to walk upon mine high places. To the chief singer on my string instrument.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank God. Do it all.
Yes, sir.
Do it all. I'm telling you, all the trials in your life, he just want to carry you through. He don't want you
to.
There's some things God just wants you to just go through, you know. He didn't say run through, but just, you know, sometimes he'll move it, but when he moves it, it moves on his own time, if I can say it like that. And Sister Martha, we truly, truly thank you for these words of encouragement. It's the voice of faith. He said, we can learn a lesson of trusting in school of trials, we learn. Are you really learning in your trials? See, when you learn your trials, you know, it's going to sound crazy to you. A lot of the stuff you learn in your trials, it shouldn't easily beset you. It shouldn't even be that so easy to get you to fall. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'm not saying you ain't going to fall, but I'm just saying once you've been learning something, the repeating of that, it shouldn't be the same thing you did the first time he got you, amen? I want to say this here. Build your faith on God. Build your faith on God. Build it on God. The only way you can build on God, I learned by reading his words, trusting in his words, and being around some people that want to be listening to God and talk to God. Be around more positive things, man. You put so much negative. Sometimes we'll give a little God, like right now, we'll give an hour or two, you know, maybe. You know what I'm talking about? But then we'll give the devil 22 more hours. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? I'm telling you, man, we have to look at it like this here. Are we really giving God our all? Are we really giving him our all? You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, the day is Friday. You know what I'm talking about? That's what it is. We often say that we extend the welcome. We extend the open up the door of the church. We extend the prayer if you need prayer. We don't try to get by none of that. But then we do know this here, you know, we are here to lift up God, you know, to mind praise and thanksgiving. So as we transition on into our day, you know, talking about some of us still have to work, some of us still might don't have to work. But whoever endeavors you do today, we pray for God peace over it. We pray for God love over it. You know, we pray for God understanding over it and keep you in perfect peace with your mind stayed on him. You know, and we just thank God for this ministry that he come time out of time. I really believe that he always here, Brother D. Really. I believe any time we lift in God's name, you know, God's plan, anywhere somebody lifting God's name up, we need to quit That's one thing about it. God don't want us competing with none of them. He
got
he wants us to be there for him.
Yeah,
yeah,
sir. He got to be here now. According to scripture,
yes,
he got to be here.
He's out to be here.
He's no shorter than his word.
And I'm learning that old song you said the other day. I'm learning how to live holy.
I'm learning how to suffer.
Because if I suffer, I'll gain eternal life. I'm learning how to live holy. That's what it's about, though. Brother, that's what it's about. Like we said, we never say that you don't have no opportunity. We just say right now, this, if it's God's will, my brothers and sisters, if it's God's will, we'll be back next week. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
If it's God's will, we ask you to keep us in prayer. Pray for us that we secure, you know, spiritually minded, that we come out and try to give with God, you know, his will. You know, and I hope y'all can hear me. And if we try to write it advice, you know, in truth, you know, to my, cause we really believe that you just don't know, Brother D. You just don't know. I'm just going to say this in faith, man. You just don't know what hour, man. He might call. Or he might come.
Just don't know, man. Well, you just don't know.
You know, we just want everybody that just can't say, yeah, I didn't hear, I didn't know, I didn't get a chance. But we're right here to tell you, we gave you this opportunity. But then we believe in the scripture, you know. The writer made it plain, Rev, that it's going to be a time that we can't study war no more.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put up more hymn books. You know what I'm talking about? They used to sing, you know, they don't do too many hymns no more.
Yeah.
We put the more hymn books up.
Mm-hmm.
Put them up.
Man.
We don't study no war no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. And it's gonna be a time. Somebody's gonna be sitting around the table. Ain't gonna be around the table like they was last year. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Gonna be somebody sitting around the table. They weren't there yesterday, you know. But then you might be like this. I'm gonna do this here, and y'all be reminded when I do. I'm just doing what God gave me. Just you know what God said now to him. Now to him.
To present
us faultless before his presence of his glory. With exceedingly joy to the only wise God. Yes, sir. But the our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power both now and evermore. We believe in the benediction that he already did what he did and always said what he's going to say. And we just do it all in the name of Jesus. We said it, and we really believe that no one can say they can leave today. They didn't have an opportunity. So we just thank God for everybody coming out. We thank God if it be his will, and we always see it. Let the Holy Spirit rest ruling by henceforth now forevermore. Let it hold you as we... And we be absent from one another, but not absent from the presence. And this we pray always in Jesus' name.
Jesus'
amen.
Name.
And amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Falling in love.
Yes.
With Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Falling in love with Jesus.
falling in
love
with you.
Was the best thing I've ever done. In his arms, I feel protected. In his arms, never dead, connected, no, no. Can I hear you sing it? Sing it for me, come on. There's no place we'd rather be, Lord. For there's no